President Trump is in court right now as Malteatsia James is $454 million, or you could say in Dr. Evil terms, we're going to ask him and demand that he give us $1 kajillion. The $1 kajillion bond that never in the history of Earth has anyone seen anything remotely like this. Supposedly, it has now come due. I think what's going to happen here, just me thinking out loud, I think Trump's attorneys are going to go in and they're going to say, look, this is unreasonable. It's cruel and unusual. It is a violation of the New York State Constitution's amendment and the Eighth Amendment to the federal constitution. This is excessive bail and fine, et cetera, et cetera. We will bond. We will give you a bond. Make something reasonable. He's not a flight risk. He's not going anywhere. And then make your argument. And I think that at the end of the day, I think that Malteatsia James and Judge Eng Moron are going to tell Trump to go pound sand. If a court above Eng Moron doesn't tell him to stand down and reduce that amount, they're going to try to extort out of this guy. Now, I watched a legal dude on a TV show this weekend, and he was explaining to someone, said, well, what happens if Trump just goes like, no, I'm not going to pay it. Okay, you want $454 million? I don't have it. Go pound sand. What are they going to do? Well, how is she going to seize assets? Now, this is where it gets complicated here. People are assuming that if you had a deed that said Trump property in question, Trump Tower, owned by, that would say Donald John Trump. That's not what those deeds say. It's going to say Trump Holding Material Investment Fund 6, LLC. It's going to say Investment Group, Real Estate Investment Group, CKW, or whatever. I'm making it up. That there are all manner of groups, and he doesn't own these things, these assets outright. It's not like you own the pink slip to your car, right? You may, if you've paid you, if you don't have a car loan, you know, you have a title that says you, and maybe you paid your house off and then you have the deed and you actually own it. That's not how he owns the Trump International Building, Trump Tower, what is it, Baltus Royal Golf Club, Doral Golf Club, Mar-a-Lago, et cetera, et cetera. They're a part of holding entities, basically. You can't, and then the court just can't go in there and tell everyone else that's an investor there to go screw themselves. You can't just go like, we're going to seize and so, and you get nothing. Because then you talk about depriving people of due process. So it's not as though she could just, and this is probably what Trump's lawyers are probably, this is probably part of their plan, that if they don't reduce his bond down to something, they can, look, let's say a couple of things. He wants to make the bond. He wants to make it legal. He does not want to give them the chip that they can play or the card that they can play that he is running about lawless. As a matter of fact, we have a digital media file. Play Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on this.
And then you had Donald Trump running around, and then he paid his legal bill, and this and the other, and he didn't.
How did this woman, well, she's a CIA plant, that's how she got in. People hear that, and they go, oh, I'm a new listener. What do you mean she's a CIA plant? She's CIA, dude.
Prove me wrong.
Prove me wrong. She is a CIA operative. There's no way that woman is that stupid. This is an act. She practices it in a mirror, I guarantee you.
Well, let me put it this way. What do you say to an independent voter, an average voter, who looks at what's going on with Donald Trump? You have his assets might be seized tomorrow. You also have the hush money case from the district attorney, Alvin Bragg of New York. You also have the Georgia case about election interference. You also have the special counsel investigation on election interference. You also have the classified documents case down in Florida. That's five cases.
Having fun,
and to
Jake?
A voter, what do you say to a voter who says, well, that doesn't look like he's being treated equally before the law. That looks like somebody that the government is going after.
It is.
Has there ever been a president, Republican or Democrat, that has been subject to this level of criminal charges, indictments, and investigations? This is not about party. This is not about politics.
Oh, yeah.
This is about corruption and criminality. We're talking about an individual who ordered essentially a terrorist attack on the Capitol of the United States in order to retain power. That is not about being a Republican. It is not about being a Democrat. It's about being an unethical and individual who is subject and prone to criminality. And unfortunately, this is the state that we're in. And I actually think that the fact that it's happening in so many places and so many jurisdictions cuts in the face of that. This is not just New York. This is Georgia. This is federal courts as well.
Yes, these consequences, these things are so dire. The fact that she is now on record as saying that Jacob Chansley, half naked, bearskin clad, Viking horn hat man, Jacob Chansley is a terrorist. Jacob Chansley is honorably discharged from the United States Navy as he honorably served his country. What did you ever do, Alexandria, other than strip and glide up and down a brass pole?
I hear she makes a mean Cosmo.
Yeah, I hear that too. And make mean Cosmo. What did you ever do? What did Joseph Robinette Biden ever contribute to the gross national product of the United States? Name it. Name any one of these A-clowns. This is the problem here. Now, and by the way, there's no way anyone is that... It is inconceivable that someone that is that stupid... I mean, she's even as... She may be more dumb. I say that Jamie Raskin is the dumbest man that was ever admitted into the House of Representatives. I don't know. I said man. That's the dumbest woman that has ever made it into the House of Representatives, which is why I say there's no way anyone is that friggin' stupid. She is as stupid as a box of hammers. I might be insulting Stanley Hammers. What irks me about this is Trump has actually produced things. He made buildings, skyscrapers. Jake Tapper, what have you ever made? And this goes just a blanket at all of them. This cuts to the quick, right to the core of why they hate him so much. They hate him so much because he is an achiever. They hate him so much because his children still love him for some reason. They hate him so much because Hispanic businessmen associations in Arizona and New Mexico and Florida invite him to speak because they love him. So this is what drives them bonkers about Donald Trump. Now, you can't say this about anyone that has sought the office of the presidency. Go back. You'd have to go all the way back to Cool Cal Coolidge. Well, maybe you could say Dwight David Eisenhower. Yes, I know it's Eisenhower. Maybe you could say Dwight David Eisenhower because at least he was in the military. He was a military guy his whole career. I want to say he's a graduate of West Point. Fought in World War I. Obviously commanded in the Allied, in the European theater, World War II. And then was elected to presidency. At least Ike had some experience in the real world because he was a military guy. But that's still not producing things. I think you and I had to go all the way back. I don't even know. Coolidge was the governor of Massachusetts once upon a time. You might have to go all the way... Name a president that actually did something with their lives before. You know, you can say, well, Ronald Reagan was the president of the Screen Actors Guild once upon a time. He was an actor. He was a baseball sports announcer on radio stations in Chicago. But I'm talking about real-world experience where you actually build things. Bush 43 supposedly was the owner of the Texas Rangers. Was he really? Did he ever actually really? I don't know. He supposedly also worked in the oil business, and that's where he made his money. But the Bush family, you know, if you go to Midland, Texas, Odessa, Midland, Texas, they will tell you stories about the Bush family that aren't friendly to the Bush family. I'll just leave that out there. The reason they hate Trump, though, is because he's accomplished things.